It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
And when the band plays, they it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're not even halfway through the week yet. There's all kinds of stuff to get to. I even have a great headline here. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails. I know you don't believe that, but I'm going to. It's a good night for that. Apparently, Scooby-Doo's going gay, too. Of course, what a shock. We have Sky is Green talk, equity, all kinds of Hunter Biden stuff. Look, we got a bunch of stuff to get to, but this has been brought to my attention. You remember, I talked to you last night about my former friends, Clay and Buck, who were complaining about me ordering $75 shots of tequila. And I simply explained, I had no idea that's what they cost. I just didn't know. Now, Clay and Buck, apparently, this is a little bit long, but I'm gonna let their words stand on their own. They can defend their own malfeasance. Clay and Buck today on their show had this to say.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We have some calls up, and then we have a feud over expensive booze. Not really a feud, with our friend Jesse Kelly. We love Jesse Kelly, and he's a fellow Premier Radio Network's host, as you guys know. He's on his show is carried 6 to 9 Eastern on Premier Radio Networks in syndication. We were hanging out with him last weekend. I had my engagement party last week, which was, let's just put, it was lit, as the kids would say. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, lots of fun. And then we went out, and Jesse ordered $75 shots of tequila
Four of them for the table.
And then let's play this audio because, frankly, it feels like he's Joe Biden-style blame-shifting here.
A little bit of gaslighting excuses on the pricey tequila, I'm just going to say, because we warned him.
He sounds like Biden talking about gas.
It is time to defend my honor for my former friends Clay and Buck, because the accusation, in case you missed it, was this. We went out to some fancy rooftop bar. I think Clay called it the Peninsula or something like that. Again, I've never been in a place like this before, and that I ordered expensive tequila shots. And Clay even called me out for ordering tequila shots at all because he said there's a bottle of wine on the table. Okay, couple things. One, they're my friends. They're well aware that I'm white trash. I don't drink wine, all right? So I thought it would be appropriate to order the good tasting tequila. I didn't know it was $75 a shot, but that goes back to what I was ranting about yesterday, how New York City has become a city of just for rich people. I don't know how normal people are supposed to go there and exist when it's $26 for a burger and fries, $16 for a breakfast bagel, and $75 for a shot of tequila.
But can I just...
What did you think that you live in New York? What yeah. did you think that she... Because you said when
I
he
told
ordered
him, I said, yes. Dude... This is going to be the most expensive round of drinks you've ever ordered. He's like, oh, tequila, no problem. Like, it's a party. I'm like, dude, this is not Jose Cuervo Gold you're ordering here. This is something else.
He ordered, again, Casa Dragones, which is owned by the guy who owns all of iHeart. So as if we weren't making him enough money, we're just throwing more money at him thanks to Jesse.
It is the most delicious. But we told him, we said it's the most delicious tequila we've ever had. Like, you and I agreed on it. It's just the best tequila we've ever had. It's special. It's worth drinking just on its own. And, you know, and it's, you know, buying it in a liquor store, very much worth the price point. The Peninsula Hotel, to the point here, you're paying $25 for French fries with truffle sauce on it, right?
Oh, I mean,
it's crazy there.
Now, here's the deal. I have to step in here. I'm going to let them finish their thought. You see how they're already admitting to what I said about it. I didn't know there were $75. Expensive is relative. Expensive can mean different things to different people. And it's the, I'm 41. I'm not 21. I don't even know what shots cost anymore. If I remember right, I would have said a couple bucks for a shot. $2 or $3 probably sounds like a shot to me. And if you tell me shots are expensive, okay, so it's what, $15 or something like that? That's what I would say. Michael, am I out of line? There were four of us at the table. Yes, there were only four. It's not like I was trying to be Johnny Big Time and bought it for 50 people. It was four shots of tequila. Buck, all he said was expensive. That's all he said. He didn't put a number on it. I didn't know. Anyway, go ahead. I'll let them finish their thought.
We tried to tell him, but hey, you know, you learn things there, Houston guy. You learn things.
I will just point this out, too. In addition to being a Joe Biden-like blame shifter, I got to say, Jesse already had another drink. He ordered an Old Fashioned, which I love Old Fashions. We had a bottle of wine. He could have had some red wine, could have just drank it like a normal person. Instead, he goes Old Fashioned, and then, which is my favorite drink. My go-to at a bar is an Old Fashioned. I love the Buffalo Trace, Weller, that entire group of bourbons. They are fantastic. I love that company. But no issues with the Old Fashioned, but he's pretending like he didn't have anything to drink, and that was why he had to order the tequila shots. No, no, he had his own drink outside of the wine.
I'm sorry.
All right, you know what? We're cutting him off. We're cutting him off for now, Michael. They're cut off. I'm going to go on their show on Friday. It's already lined up. I'm going to go on their show at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, and it's go time. That's all I'm going to say is it's go time. I'm going to go defend my honor. And yes, okay, I had an Old Fashioned. That doesn't change the tequila accusations. All right, I told you a great headline. Here's a great headline for you. Ready to have a smile on your face? And it really is great. When you take a step back and realize it, what this means, it's great. And don't worry, we're going to get to more Klaus Schwab stuff and world-changing stuff. We got all kinds of good stuff tonight, but inflation-proof gun sales over 1 million for 38 straight months. Over 1 million gun sales a month for 38 straight months. Now, maybe you don't understand why that would be such good news. Because on the surface, it really doesn't make sense. Why would that be good? Jesse, I don't own a gun shop. Why would that be good? I love history. You love history. And you probably have heard similar things to this in the past. But the truth is, what kills the most people is governments. Their own governments. Nothing kills like governments. It's what governments do. Governments kill and governments destroy. They all do. That's just what that's the thing they're good at. They're good at killing and destroying. And everyone knows all the historical monsters. I could list the more recent ones, right? Mao, Stalin, Hitler. Those are normal ones, but you can go back throughout the history of the world and find them all. You can just find them. They're all over the place. This king, this ruler, this guy lost his mind and started killing his people. And one thing you see over and over and over and over and over again without fail is them disarming the people before they did the killing. It is just, look, they're not stupid. They understand, I don't want to get shot. Let's pass some laws, create a registration, whatever it takes. Let's get guns out of the hands of these people. Not because we want to kill them, but in case we feel the need to, we want to be able to have that option, right? That's how they think about it. And what I'm so happy about is this. Not only are Americans absurdly armed, America, yes, we've lost our way in a million different ways. And we can talk about those. And we talk about those a lot. We've totally lost our way a million different ways. But it is still in the American DNA. It is part of who we are that we instinctively go buy guns when we're afraid. And it doesn't have to be afraid of this or that. When there's a crime surge in America, people go buy guns. But that's easy to explain. There was a gun surge during COVID. COVID hit, and all of a sudden there were lines around the block at gun stores. It's just inside of us.
whenever something doesn't seem right, whenever something seems off, this doesn't seem to line up, we instinctively say, I need more guns. I need more ammunition. And most gun owners or people who own more than one, myself included, if you were to ask them why, they can't always explain it in detail. They can't always explain specifically why. Jesse, why do you need another gun? Jesse, why'd you go out and buy 500 rounds of ammunition? Well, I don't know. But I do know this. At no point in time am I going to look at all my ammunition and say, dang, that really sucks I have that. You know what? I wish I didn't have that. That's never going to happen, right? But I don't know what the future brings. The day very well could come where I look at my ammunition and say, thank you, Jesus, I bought all that ammunition. That's not a bad way to make decisions in life. Take heart. As bad as the people who run us are, Americans are still very, very, very armed. And in the end, that might be what saves us. All right. Let's talk about Klaus Schwab. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
In the fields of bodies burning.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It is kind of sad that Ozzy is such a weirdo freak ball now, because he had, you got to admit, Chris, Ozzy Osbourne had one of the great rock voices ever, right? Okay, that's actually a fair point. Chris said he was always a weirdo freak. That's fine. Chris, do you think as the front man of the Deleterious Consequences, do you think there's a good chance I'll rise to Ozzy's level? I think so, don't you? No, I didn't mean of weirdness. I'm not biting the head off of birds or peeing on things. I meant as far as career accomplishments. You know what? You'll see on our first tour. All right. The first tour, as a front man, I'm pretty confident about our first tour. As a singer-songwriter, I'm still kind of writing our first song, but I'll let you know as it comes along. I think it's going to be pretty good stuff. Now, before we get to email roundup stuff, let's talk about the people who lead us. Not just lead America, not just lead every one of our culture institutions, people who lead the world. I'm going to play for you a few different things. I want you to listen to them, and I want you to listen good, all right? This is one I already played. Listen to this.
Colorado River looks more like a stream. There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change and we should do something about it.
Okay. Piggybacking off of that, here's a headline from the New York Times today. Florida leaders rejected major climate laws. Now they're seeking storm aid. Okay. Well, I'm going to play you something else. Just stay with me here. Hang with me. I'm going somewhere with this.
I share your grave concerns about maintaining access to contraception and reproductive health services on our college campuses and ensuring there's accurate, reliable information for students and for educators. Students need access to health care to thrive in school and in life, and that includes reproductive health care.
That's the education secretary. Women need abortions to thrive in life. It's just bottom line. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to play for you somebody we haven't played in a while. I think we've probably been neglectful on this. Klaus Schwab is his name. There is something called the World Economic Forum. You really should start being more familiar with what the World Economic Forum is. It is this globalist communist organization. Yes, he has a statue of Lenin, by the way, in his office. Klaus Schwab does. It's a globalist communist organization trying to completely change the world where only they, the elites, will hold all the power. They will destroy everything you care about in your way of life, and you will live your life as a serf peasant the way they feel you should. And before I play this, on the back of everything else I just played, I do want you to keep in mind, you hear the word transition a lot. The climate change nutters use it all the time. There's a transition. We got to have a transition. There's a transition. Just know what they're talking about. What they're talking about is poor people across the planet dying in droves. That's what transition means. Anyway, here's Klaus Schwab.
Is the fourth industrial revolution a job destroyer or a job creator?
It is certainly short-term job destroyer because one of the characteristics of the fourth industrial revolution, compared to the previous revolutions is the speed. It's like a tsunami. In Davos, for example, we were sometimes accused of rigorous globalization.
More than sometimes.
Yes, but this is a misconception.
In the short term, it will be a job destroyer. Now, what's all this? What do all those things have in common? Joe Biden's talking about a hurricane. The New York Times writes a despicable article about how they denied climate change. Now they're asking for storm aid. We had the education secretary talking about how, hey, these college girls, they need to be able to slaughter all their kids or they're not going to be able to have a real life. What do these things have in common? I continue to come back to this, and I always will, until we all get it, until I remember it all times, because oftentimes I don't. It is important for you to understand we are dealing with anti-humans, that they don't look at other human beings the way you do. You think it's despicable for the president to go stand in what used to be somebody's home and say, see, now we know climate change is real, right, guys? Ha ha ha. They would never think to not do that. You think it's despicable an author sat down with the New York Times and essentially said Florida got what was coming to them because they reject man-made climate change? You think that is awful and anti-human and horrible. That guy, he's going to write the same article again and again and again. Why? Because communists always come to the conclusion that the people who are trying to stop their agenda deserve to die. It always ends that way. Why do you think they've murdered so many people? In the end, it's simply part of their religion. Join or die. It's what they believe. Either you're part of it or, you kind of deserve to die. We're dealing with people who do not value human life or look at human life the way you do. You interview Klaus Schwab. Oh, in the short term, it's a job destroyer. You know, it just is. It's such an easy thing to say when you're some rich guy who's never going to miss a steak dinner. You're always going to be in the air conditioning, surrounded by the Swedish bikini team or whoever he hangs out with. It's always going to be there for you. So in the short term, it's so easy for him to just say things. Hey, in the short term, job destroyer, because it's not your job, because it's not inside of him to actually care, which leads me perfectly into practice with your freaking weapon, because evil people run this planet now. Practice with your weapon. All those studs you look up to, SWAT team guys, Green Berets, all these guys, Marines. Oh, look at how they shoot. Oh, look, they made a movie about it. Oh, that's cool. You know how they learned to shoot? They weren't born that way. It's not because they're tough guys. They practiced over and over and over and over and over again. Practice is how you get good. Mantis X attaches to your weapon and lets you practice in the comfort of your home. You don't have to leave the air conditioning. In the winter, you don't have to leave the heat. Practice in your living room. That's what I do. They're going to give you feedback. They're going to put you through drills. You're going to get better, and you're going to get better fast. It's what the Green Berets actually use. It's what the Marines actually use. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. MantisX.com. Evil people run this world. You make sure you're trained. MantisX.com.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Is the line scratching on the ground?
the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't scoff at my country music selections, Chris. I don't often put country music in there, mostly because modern country music is gutter trash. But I like the older stuff, man. Yeah, you probably don't even like Johnny Cash. Do Jewish people listen to Johnny Cash? Oh, you do? You like Johnny Cash? All right, well, see, that's something. That's another thing we have in common, Chris, all right? It's another thing we have. I'm trying to bridge divides here. We're going to do our own Abraham Accords here on the show. We're bringing people together. All right, real quick, back on this article before I get to emails. Just think about sitting down to write this. Florida leaders rejected major climate laws. Now they're seeking storm aid. It is incredible how often the communist comes to the conclusion that you deserve to die for disagreeing with him. It's not like it's a one-off. It's about virtually every issue. Hey, you kind of had that hurricane coming, climate change deniers. These people are all anti-humans. It's wild. Oh, I can't wait to do a little sky is green thing here in just a moment. Before I get to that, let's get to some emails. Dear Mr. Perfect Oracle, oh, I like this one already, Chris. A good friend of mine was an Army Ranger. He told me that even straight women got an easier time in boot camp and physicals. They had to do less push-ups, sit-ups, drag lighter bags, which brings me to, if I'm injured in the field and a 5'3", 130-pound soaking wet female can't drag me out of the line of fire, now what? His name's Phil. Well, what is, you're going to die. I've been trying to explain this to people over and over again. We talk about, this is actually, I'll share something with you. And I know I've been guilty of using it, but I actually really dislike the term woke. That's a big thing out there. Woke, wokeism, woke. I prefer cultural Marxism. That's really what it is. But the reason I hate woke is not because, you know, I'm trying to swim against the tide. It makes it sound so lighthearted. You know, not that important. Oh, it's just kind of a thing. Okay, we got some women in there. It's a thing. All right, they're focusing on hiring more gay people. It just, woke sounds so, it just sounds like something. Well, of course, California, of course UC Berkeley would be doing that. They're really woke. Kind of makes it sound like they're just the innocent hippies. Oh, they need to shave their armpit hair, but they're fine. It doesn't go near far enough. Woke kills things. What's happening right now, not just in your military, I should note, the same thing is taking place in law enforcement agency after law enforcement agency across the United States of America with this uber focus on hiring women. We need more women. Really? I saw a great video of that the other day. A woman, bless her heart, brave as she could be, she had pulled a man over on the side of the road. He disagreed with her take on things, and he got out of the car and proceeded to throw this woman around like a freaking rag doll because he outweighed her like 75 pounds. Finally, a dude, a passerby, had to pull over and go out and wrestle the crook off of the cop. This has been an infatuation with police agencies, sheriff's departments, the FBI. It's been a fascination in the military for so long, and we have such a nation packed full of spineless, low-T loser men, they won't speak up about it. Oh, women are equal. Women can do anything men can do. No, they can't. They're smaller and weaker. They don't have the bone structure, the muscles. They don't even have the lung capacity. Women can do anything men can do. Or this is what you'll get. And maybe you've been guilty of this. And if you're guilty of this, you should feel bad, and you should learn lessons and do better next time. This is what you'll get a lot, too. Well, I'm okay with women joining as long as they meet the same standard. Okay. I'm okay with it raining tonight as long as it rains Skittles. Only the red ones, please. What I just said is every bit as ridiculous and naive and stupid as what you just said. The second you say you want them in, the second you say, well, as long as they don't lower the standards, they're going to lower the standards. Why do you think the standards in the end always get lowered? If it's an organization like, oh, I don't know, the Marine Corps, and it requires physical things, you have to carry a bunch of weight, you do have to do push-ups and pull-ups and do physical things, things that require physical strength. You can't just choose to automatically bring in an entire crop of people who are physically weaker and expect them to achieve the standards. So what will happen? They'll lower the standards. And that's what has been done time and time and time and time again. But no one wants to say it because everyone's so worried about offending somebody. No one wants to have this conversation at all. Oh, you think it's bad? Man, if I told you every story I heard or saw from inside the military and the disaster that integrating women in every unit has come, I'm not saying women can't serve. Of course they can serve. Women served very honorably in World War II. The things those nurses did for our guys were heroic in World War II. Things like that. Women, of course, can serve. Integrating women throughout every part of the military, it's the stupidest, most suicidal thing I've ever heard. And that same thing applies to street cops, too. And I know maybe you're sitting there, Jesse, I'm so offended as a woman. I don't give a crap if you're offended. You should remember that. You can email me and tell me, and I still won't care. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I'll tell you something else. You're a freaking liar if you're sitting there saying you're offended. You know why I know you're a liar? Because if you go to sleep tonight and you crawl into your bed, and you pull those covers up around you, and you drift off to sleep, and you wake up to glass shattering at 2 a.m., and you're so scared you feel like your heart's going to explode out of your chest, and you peek out into the living room, and you see two 250-pound dudes rifling through your stuff in the living room, and you call 911, and you had a choice on that phone call to send a 5'3", 120-pound cop to handle the problem, or some gigantic dude full of twisted steel and sex appeal, I know exactly which one you would send to your home. I know exactly who you request. You would request the biggest, meanest barbarian in the history of mankind to come save you and your wife and your husband and your kids. So spare me your emails. I'm so offended. Jesse, that's not nice. When did I ever claim to be nice? Have you ever once heard me claim to be nice? No. It is my job to be America's dad. America's mom has been in charge for way too long. Oh, you can do anything you want to do. No, you can't. There's tons of things you suck at. You'll never be able to do it. Oh, we're equal. Women can do anything men can do. Nope, you can't. You're smaller and weaker. No, you can't. God made us different. Not worse, but definitely not equal. We are all made different to do different things. And we've had America's mom in charge for far too long. Oh, you're upset. Let me pour some baby powder on your butt and give you a little pat. Nope. It's high time for dad to step in. And that apparently has to be me to say, nope, I don't want to hear you crying. Your knee's fine. It's a little blood. Get up, get back on the bike and try again. Sorry, it steams me because we talk about all these other things, gas prices and all the other things that come, and those things are important, but we've just moved on and accepted things that are complete lies. The left and the right has accepted complete lies as the baseline for truth. Oh, I do hope the police department, I hope there are enough women there. I didn't say women can't be cops. Of course they can. They can have critical roles in police departments. They shouldn't be out there by themselves doing traffic stops because they're going to get their butts kicked. Are you offended? I don't care. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what? Let's just keep the offensive train rolling. I'll keep going on some emails. Somebody is attacking me or defending me about the Clay and Buck thing, and Scooby-Doo's gay now, too. What a shock. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Look, I promised it was going to be offensive. I always find a way to make somebody mad at some point in time. The emails will be all blown up about that. But I can't believe you said it. I don't care. Jesse, since nobody but white trash orders tequila shot as a shot in the venue, you were paid the discriminatory white trash rate. Again, this is back to the Clay and Buck thing. I was trying. See, this is what happens. This happens to me every time. This is why I've just chosen to embrace who I am. When I try to be nice, when I try to do something nice, I always end up doing it wrong. Maybe it's because I don't have any... What was nice about it, Chris? I was trying to... We had crappy wine on the table. Nobody likes wine. Women pretend to like it, and as a result, dudes pretend to like it. Wine sucks. I was getting something, a nice tequila, I thought everybody would enjoy. I thought that would be nice for everybody. And again, it turns out bad. It turns out I look like the villain here when I didn't do anything wrong. Jesse, I was talking about Trump's appointees last night. They should be ranch owners, business owners, and run-of-the-mill Americans. America first people that work hard and are the best in their field. Absolute nobodies that are not corrupt. That's who Trump should be looking at. I actually really like this a lot. The problem is when you're trying to drain the swamp, when you're trying to reform a corrupted system, a system that is so rotted and corrupted like ours is. Well, how do you find people who aren't part of that to jump in, not only who are willing to jump in, but who are willing to jump in and take on the beast? Remember, the system is powerful. There's a reason so many people just choose to throw their own principles in the trash and become part of it. The system is powerful. They can destroy you. They can wreck you. So it's easier to get along. How do you find people who are willing to do that? I don't know the answer to that question, but I know this. Whoever the next Republican president is, Trump, Heavy D, I don't care. You better have an answer to that. You better have an answer to that. If it's going to be another bunch of scumbags from Wall Street who have a bunch of DC politicians on speed dial again, count me out. Count me out, because that's not good enough anymore. It's not. We are in a desperate situation here. We need real, true believers. If it's going to be Trump, fine. Awesome. It better be people around him who support his agenda. If it's freaking Jared Kushner and Omarosa again, count me out. I'm out. I want what Trump wants. If he's surrounded by people who don't, and the people like Peter Navarro and John McEntee and others who were true believers who were around him and said he was surrounded by people who didn't, I'm out. Remember, Peter Navarro wrote a book. He wrote a book about it and called, what did he call Jared Kushner? The snake of the West Wing or something like that? I want to know. Is he coming back? I mean, we're up against some tough odds here. You see what's happening globally right now. We talked about the oil crisis. You know that's only going to make the food crisis even worse. Remember, 2 million barrels of oil less a day is gigantic. It's a drastic reduction in the oil that's being produced. What's that going to result in? Everyone say it with me. The prices are going to go sky high. What you might not be considering is we need oil to grow crops. It's used in fertilizer. You think food shortages were already getting bad? With this kind of a drastic cut to the world's oil supply, they're going to get even friggin' worse. Have you gotten your 3-month food kit yet? From My Patriot Supply? They have a 3-month food kit. 2,000 calories a day. They have one ready to go for you. Every single person in your home needs 3 months worth of food available to them if the trains stop a running. Remember, we've talked before about diesel prices and how they can get to a point where the truckers, they can't go anymore. They simply won't go, won't be worth it. My Patriot Supply has partnered with the show. $250 off a 3-month food supply. It's incredible. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That's how you get one. All right? All right. Headline is Scooby-Doo. Everyone knows what Scooby-Doo is. Scooby-Doo, Velma, their character is officially gay. Producers of Warner Brothers, the latest Scooby-Doo cartoon, Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo, have officially confirmed that Team Sleuth Velma Dinkley is a lesbian as she appears to get googly-eyed over a new female character. Do keep in mind, you are dealing with religious zealots. You're dealing with religious zealots. Because there's a good chance right now, I just read that to you, and you said something to the effect of, Okay, look, I don't care, but why can't you leave the kids alone? Why does it have to be in kids stuff? Why is it on Nickelodeon? Why is it in grade school now? Why is it in the new Scooby-Doo movie? Why did the new Lightyear movie have all this? Why did the new DC Super Pets have... Why is it in the kids stuff? It is critical to remember. You view kids as being sacred, as something that should be treasured and loved and protected. That's because you actually have a value system. The communist does not look at children this way. You can read story after story throughout history of not even communists, of societies that children were simply treated like cattle, abused beyond belief, child slaves, child sacrifices by the Aztecs, story after story after story. You think children are special and precious, and I'm glad you do because they are. The ugly, dark parts of the world don't view them that way. The communist looks at children as simply an opportunity. They don't look at your child and ever have a moment where they say to themselves, man, that is a precious, innocent soul right there. I hope that kid right there, I hope that kid has a loving upbringing. I hope that child never wants for a meal. I hope that child grows up and learns manners and hard work and respect. I really want the best for that child. Never have they had a thought like that cross their mind. They look at your child as an opportunity, as a foot soldier. Why is it in the kids' stuff? These people would never even consider not putting it in the kids' stuff. They're putting it in the kids' stuff more than the adult stuff now because your child is an opportunity. Jesse, I just want to go to the movies and watch good guys versus bad guys and traditional families and good values. Yes, that's what I want too. They're never going to let you have that until we start voting a lot harder than we are with our dollars. They're never going to let you have it. And I still make these mistakes too. If I don't look a movie up ahead of time, I did it to the DC Super Pets. I didn't know it was going to be this crap. And of course it was. If you continue to patronize companies like Disney, go to their parks, watch the new Marvel movies, do all these things, then you're paying for your own value destruction. You're paying for the people that spit in your face time and time and time again. Put your money where your morals are. All right. China, they have our election data. And the sky is green, plus an email roundup. Much more coming up on The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.